Hi, hello, welcome to Infield Chatter, blah, 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 blah. You know what this is by now. Clefo, Kishi, Soko, whatever. So what were we talking about offline? Abraham Lincoln and foreign policy?
Yes.
That's right.
I mean, not together, obviously. But so.
Well, yeah. Unless you count the South as a foreign country.
Abraham Lincoln did not.
And I believe not that was kind of the point.
Yeah, but hey, they're going to do it again. The South, that is, eventually, you know, one of these days.
They will rise again at some point.
Is
the theory.
Is the theory. But of course,
I mean, after 150 years, I think that if you guys haven't gotten around to it by now.
Yeah, it's like boy who cries wolf, and of course we can't really talk because two of us live in a state that isn't in the South, but I think really, really, really kind of wants to be, if you know what I mean.
And one of us lives in a small corner of the state that isn't as conservative as the entire like northern 90%, 95% of the state. Nevada, yeah. We've got gambling, but we've also got Clavin Bundy.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the West in general. Because if you're not in a urban area, then it gets pretty rural and it gets pretty conservative.
Well, I think that's true almost anywhere in this country.
But it's more drastic in the West because everything is so highly concentrated in cities, and then you have nothingness.
Yeah.
So the difference between, say, Phoenix proper in Yuma is pretty significant, just in terms of demographics.
Well, even like city limits of Phoenix compared to, say, outlying valley places,
politically
is very drastic, too, so, you know.
Yep.
Yeah,
that is true.
Baseball!
It's a thing that's happening. It's Friday night. No crashing parties because Billy Joel's not here, which is fine because he probably crashed his car right into the stadium because that's the thing he did once.
Really? I have no idea what you're referencing.
Yeah. Didn't he do that? Wait, hold on. Frantically
Googling stuff, the podcast.
Billy Joel injured in third car accident in 2 years, but...
Hey, Bing.com, if you're listening, we will gladly change this to the randomly Bing and stuff, the podcast, if you give us money.
Like a lot of money.
A reasonable amount of money.
In 2004, the singer slammed his 1967 Citroen, one of his many vintage cars, into the home of a 94-year-old woman.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought you were saying that he crashed it into a stadium.
Oh, no, like... I'm just saying, stadium, you know, being a baseball thing.
Okay, all right. Okay. Apparently Billy Joel, not a great driver. He owns classic cars and wrecks a lot of them.
You could probably get a whole nother verse out of We Didn't Start the Fire just out of Billy Joel's car accidents.
Smashed a car into a tree, another one, two, no, I don't know.
Speaking of Billy Joel, this game that's going on right now is kind of like Billy Joel in the set that exists, and it's the sort of thing that baby boomers would probably enjoy. It's 0-0 in the fourth, between the Diamondbacks and Giants. Last week, the Diamondbacks took 1-3 from the Padres, including a game where Jeremy Hellickson was crap, piled on top of another piece of crap that set on fire like crap. Which, here's a question. Which U.S. foreign policy blunder is Jeremy Hellickson?
that's a tough question there, Clefo.
Taking a flyer on something and kind of hoping it works out in your favor, and it goes well for a while and then it kind of blows up in your face. That describes a lot.
Yeah. I'm going to say support of Iraq in the Iraq-Iran war.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is I think in a handful of years, Jeremy Hellickson is going to try to invade Kuwait.
Yeah. Which, you know, we'll just, if he tries to do it, it'll be very, very, very slow. So, you know, people could just, like, walk there and be like, yo, Jeremy, what the hell, man?
Yeah.
But, it sort of raises a stronger...
You're right, it does. Which of the Crusades would Jeremy Hellickson be?
I don't... Does that make the Padres Saladin?
Could be. Which one... I think it might have been the Fourth Crusade? There's one of them that's, like, hilariously... was hilariously stunted, where they went off and they're like, we're gonna do it this time, and then they just got completely distracted and never made it to the Holy Land.
Was
that the fourth one?
There's the Fourth Crusade where they're like, you know what, the Holy Land's a long way away, you want to lay siege to Constantinople instead?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like, yeah, where they decided to march forth, and then they're like, we could just make war against other Christians.
Yeah.
That'd be cool, right?
Yeah. And then, of course, there was the Last Crusade, wherein the guy who played General Veers drank from the wrong cup, and then...
he had chosen...
Poorly.
That was, as I recall, I believe that was the first movie I saw in a movie theater without my parents.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we went for a friend's birthday. I was like 8 years old.
Huh. Fun fact.
Or if you listen to Soko's version of my life, it was actually when Jesus drank from the original Holy Grail I was
eating. You were at that table.
I'm like, yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I could have been sitting, like, closer to Jesus, but they're like, do you want to sit by the window? And I'm like, yeah, that sounds great. And then I had chosen poorly.
Mm-hmm. And then you were the jerk in the movie theater that spoiled it for everyone, where you're like, that's not the chalice.
It didn't look like that.
It's that other one.
Cup of a carpenter.
Yeah, yeah, you know me. I'm pretty much spending my time in movie theaters trying to correct fictional Nazis from making horrible mistakes.
Yeah,
it's like, I spy the fiction of the Holy Grail actually existing and drinking from it wrongly.
No, Colonel Landa, it's not. That's a bingo. You just say bingo. Okay, they corrected him anyway. It's okay. It's okay.
Sorry, I should have just kept watching.
That's why Quentin Tarantino doesn't invite me over to watch movies.
He seems like he would be the kind of guy, if you watched a movie with him, he would just talk over the entire thing.
Mm-hmm. Tarantino?
Yes.
I feel like that. Yeah. I feel like you could, you don't even necessarily have to specify a movie, you could just choose any life event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Quentin Tarantino seems like the kind of guy who, like, well, like, you could be, no, that's a terrible example.
No, go, keep with it.
You could be losing your virginity, and Quentin Tarantino would be the guy who talks over the entire thing and just ruins it for you.
Oh, he did. Funny story. The year was 2005, and...
That's why Quentin Tarantino technically has to register as a sex offender in the state of Arizona. don't bing that one, folks. It's true.
But anyway, I kind of want to actually, I just thought of this, so I kind of want to do it now, because I think quick on my feet sometimes, which is evident by the fact that I'm really, really padding this.
I was going to say, if you just thought of it, you want to do it now, go ahead. We obviously have nothing else going on at the moment.
I kind of wanted to get some final thoughts on, from Soko, and, you know, Devin can chime in because he's been to some. This past Snake Pit Fest, this Snake Pit Fest in general, just to try to drive up attendance for next one, or not. Because smaller gatherings are good, too. But if you listen to last week's episode, we had some audio of Snake Pit Fest. I didn't have as much as I wanted because my phone's car charger did not actually charge my phone. It just kept the phone at the same battery percentage that it was at, which,
ooh,
yeah, not the greatest idea, but that's what you get when you buy a car charger from, you know, a Quick Mart.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's a thing I need. $4.
Wait.
What? A $4 car charger didn't work perfectly?
Yeah. Man, it was just, you know, just a USB cigarette, you know, thing. They just have to plug a cable into. But yeah. But I didn't get more interviews with other people that were there, which is because I didn't want to get out of my seat because why would you want to do that?
That is my general mode of operation at every social event.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie, I just would like to take this moment to really laud you for your dedication and willingness to put out effort for this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, compared to anyone else, I'm like...
Yeah, you are going above and beyond.
I don't want to get up out of my seat to talk to
you. It'd be like if your responsibility was...
Damn it! I already know. Your Honor, I wish for the past few moments to be stricken from the record.
But not only would you have put it on iTunes, you would have put it on like the Zune version of iTunes.
Yeah. What was that supposed to happen? It's September now. We kind of talked about this. Like March?
Maybe we should just make that a goal for next season.
You gotta leave. You gotta keep one in more. And I have, yeah, like access to it.
You just have to keep them wondering, where can I get this podcast?
Okay, see, I'm just looking at it in the terms of how do I keep driving traffic to the Snake Pit website.
True. Yeah, I bet Jim appreciates that.
Yeah, so every page this gets, you're welcome.
Yes, and you know, for a podcast that is not sponsored by Audible, Squarespace, or DraftKings, I'd say we're doing pretty good.
Nice.
Actually, when did those DraftKings FanDuel things become so ubiquitous? Because it just kind of like... snuck up, and it was like, whoa, hey there.
Kind of like that random shot of that trainer's nipples in the in that Diamondback dugout.
Yes, very much so.
I feel like it pretty much happened this year because they did a bunch of like frame advertising on SB Nation. Because there were a bunch of stories that Jim did that were sponsored by DraftKings, even though or maybe it was FanDuel.
It was FanDuel.
It was FanDuel, yeah.
Right, even though those websites are not allowed, you can't use them if you're from Arizona.
Yeah, that's weird. But yeah.
Really?
Full disclosure.
You've been illegally doing them on the side?
No, I was going to say full disclosure in case you don't know. SB Nation, Vox, whoever... has a partnership with FanDuel, so any criticism we have of them, it doesn't really run true. Oh, sorry, play-by-play, but yes, Manny Tomas probably has an inside-the-park home run. No, at least a triple.
Run,
fat boy, run! Oh, just a triple. But still.
He's not fat. He's just a little husky.
Husky?
I feel like I can criticize FanDuel because I criticize the hell out of SB Nation.
This is true, you do. But I'm just saying in terms of, it's probably a good idea to say, hey, the company that hosts this podcast has a business relationship, so I don't know.
Yeah, we probably should say that, but then on the other hand, SB Nation doesn't give me shit, so.
Yeah, it's...
Well, this is
I mean, it's not like we're talking them up while getting paid by...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then hiding that relationship like certain ESPN writers.
Well, sure, yes, of course, but...
It's also pretty
clear none of us are getting paid for this at all.
Yeah, and it's also, it's not like we're running essentially a Deadspin knockoff, like SB Nation front page.
Ooh, hot takes. we didn't start. But yeah, it is weird. And those things are actually like they're sort of teetering between like gambling and not. And I think there's still like,
yeah, they're definitely gambling.
Yeah, exactly. But they're not like, I'm using quote figures, gambling by like, you know, legal definition, if that makes sense. In some in most states, I think, because there's only a few states that actually have legalized sports betting. Nevada, I don't know the other ones, but
New Jersey might have.
Yeah, I want to say New Jersey, but
yeah,
I want to go to New Jersey.
Oh.
Legalized.
Sometimes you got flights out of New Jersey.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think part of that, though, is that FanDuel, as we have just noted, FanDuel and DraftKings has really only become ubiquitous very recently, mm-hmm. especially with all the ad buys they've done at the beginning of the NFL season. So that they haven't been heavily scrutinized by regulators is probably more of a factor. No one has really thought about them, but you can bet people looking at them now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Since this is bothering me, I'm just wondering what states have legalized sports gambling.
Only there was like some sort of website.
I'm looking it up right now. I just couldn't. Okay, Nevada, obviously, Delaware, Oregon, and Montana. So that's
interesting.
And Montana's the interesting one on the list there for me.
Right.
Like, is it legal because there is basically nothing else to do?
Yeah. Well, you can fight bears.
And apparently you can bet on people fighting bears.
Yeah, bear. Well, maybe. Bear, is bear baiting still a thing?
I don't know.
That's gross. I'm sorry.
You sick son of a bitch. But that's not even the worst thing, because I think we said way worse things last week, so...
According to Wikipedia, bear baiting is only known to occur publicly in South Carolina.
Why am I not surprised
public
about that?
Public competitions are held in Spartanburg, Hickory Grove, and Traveler's Rest.
Come on, South Carolinians. Stop baiting the bears.
But yeah,
bear baiting.
You said baiting.
It's been a long week.
Yeah, it's been a long week for various ways. Let's there's only a few weeks left in the Diamondback season.
Thank God.
We only have after this theoretically two more podcast episodes left of the season.
Right. And then we see if Jim renews our contract.
Well, this costs him nothing, so.
Yeah.
Except maybe dignity.
And it is our longest running podcast for the site.
This is true.
So we got that going for us.
So with 2 weeks, give or take, left in the season, well, two weeks exactly as of when this episode was released. Ooh, if you want to get fancy about it, excuse me. But the 2 weeks left in the season, is there anything you kind of want to see from the Diamondbacks? Could be good, bad, absurd, whatever. Anything that comes to mind. Like, for example, do you want to see them strand a leadoff triple? Because they just did that.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah, well, I would like to see them end the season in third place. I think that would be nice.
That'd be cool.
I mean, it's not asking for a lot, but
yeah, I mean, but coming into the season, that'd be still kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, quite. They're probably not going to finish at 500, which, kind of expected. But I would like to see Chip Hale just say screw it and start, Yasmani Tomas at shortstop, because why not?
That'd be pretty good.
Just have like a day where he takes like a big bowl. Mm-hmm. puts every player's name in there. And he's like, okay, starting at first base is going to be... And just draws out a name.
Or...
Hey, Jabulbe, come on, guys!
Or have a game...
Fill those out yourself!
Or have a game where they try and get Goldschmidt to play at every position in the game.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Or do it to, like, someone like Jeremy Hellickson, who's worthless, just as punishment.
Hellickson at catcher. Just can you switch people between like plays? Because
well, he works slow enough that he might be able to do both sides.
We could just rotate him through the entire field. Like
I think theoretically you could do that and say it's a shift.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything against that. You just have to be like, okay, well that guy goes out here. That guy does that.
Be like Jeremy Hellickson. Oh no, we wanted you in right field right now. That's yeah. Right. Keep running.
Way right field. Yep. Go to the Lolo stand right there. Keep going.
Is there anything in the rule book that would prevent you from having two pitchers on the mound?
Probably. I can't imagine that you could have two pitchers on the rubber.
Why not?
Because you only have the ball. Don't you have to have the ball to be on the rubber?
I think so.
Yeah,
and you also, can't. And you also, can't touch. Well,
also, it's a sit. Don't do that; you'll go blind.
Let's see.
I don't know. It's. I just like things to be entertaining as we play out the rest of the season, just because you know.
I want to see a hidden ball trick.
Oh yeah, I want to see. I don't know what's another weird baseball thing that occasionally happens.
Suicide squeeze.
I also, and it's kind of serious though. I kind of want to see, you know, some of the random 40-man dudes get more starts because why the hell not? I mean, Aaron Hill started today, and granted, he's kind of had some injury stuff and hasn't played for a while, but it's like, you've got, like, all the middle infielders left over from the Kevin Towers era.
Right.
Why not, you know, try some of them out, because...
Yeah, you have, like, literally every player in the Diamondbacks organization in the dugout, and you chose Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you guys ever stop and, like, kind of stop and look at the team and think, oh, yeah...
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Hill still is with the team.
Yes. Pretty much every time this season someone has mentioned him, I'm like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, he's still a thing. Oh yeah. Oh, yeah, there's Grandpa. It's just, you know, whittling away on the rocket porch, just whistling. Yep. Well, y'all got anything else you want to speak on?
Yep. Back in the day when used to play in Toronto.
Yeah, he's playing like he did at Toronto now.
Well, I mean, this is kind of an off-season question, so we can always leave it for a couple weeks, but since we're getting towards the end of the season and some of the other alternate sports are starting up,
mm-hmm.
are you finding that your attention is starting to get divided, or is it just kind of baseball still number one?
Baseball will always be number one in my heart.
Yeah, not overall, though, but I mean, I'm talking about, like, okay, we have 2 weeks left in the season,
mm-hmm.
so is your attention still focused on baseball first, or is it starting to wander?
Well, I mean, I'll watch a Diamondbacks game over a random football game involving teams I don't care about, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I would probably... I'd probably switch between like a football, like an Arizona / Denver Broncos game and a Diamondbacks game, just flip between them if they were both on at the same time. This yeah. moment, and I'm no, yeah, go. No, you go ahead.
No, you go.
No, you go.
No, you
no,
go.
No, you hang up. No, you hang up. You go.
No, I was just gonna say I spent the last week moving from our apartment, so I haven't even had attention for like a baseball, let alone anything else.
But do you anticipate?
I'm a bad Broncos fan because I didn't like real. Oh no, they played tonight, didn't they?
They played yet last night.
Oh jeez,
it's Friday.
Okay, it's been a long week.
It sounds like it's been a long week.
Yeah, no. So I completely forget. Like I missed the finale against the Chiefs. That was yesterday, right?
Yes,
that was. Yes, okay. It was.
All right. Okay, because I did see the last minute of the game on Sunday. Okay.
Which is really probably the best minute for you to watch.
Hey, both of those games. Both of those Broncos games.
Yeah, pretty good ending. But, I mean...
I'm sure Soko in domestic life disagrees a little bit, but...
Yeah.
But
we're both used to the pain, so...
But yeah, I mean, if the Diamondbacks were in a playoff race right now and, like, winning the division, I would definitely be more glued to them than anything else right now.
Yeah.
But
right, yeah. No, that's definitely true. It's just they're obviously not.
Yeah, no, I mean, like they'll still have my attention, at least as much as any sport does, mm-hmm. until the end of the season, so...
Yeah.
Baseball has the advantage and occasionally disadvantage of that it is every day.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, there's always going to be a game I can turn on.
Mm-hmm.
And just watch. So.
Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Quite. Uh-huh. You're going to get that. Mm-hmm.
Well, I asked my question, so it's on you guys now.
Devin, you got anything else you want to speak on?
Well, I mean, there's the rivalry between Nicki Minaj and Miley Cyrus. We could address that.
Has it really? How long has that? How long has that been? Because I
like a week. I don't know.
I think I've been over it for then a week and a minute.
Well, there's always,
Zoe's talk about Crusades.
Let's discuss the siege of Constantinople.
You first, so, I guess.
Yeah, you first.
That was a big bad idea, right? I mean...
It is kind of a terrible idea. I'm not a medievalist, so... I could not really tell you much. Beyond... It happened? In... A crusade?
It was the fourth.
Mm-hmm.
1453. Or, 1422,
right? 1422-2.
I don't know.
It's like, you defended it this time. That's certainly not going to come up again in later years.
No, it's the... People spend a lot of time trying to take down Constantine.
And eventually succeeded, as I recall. Because, you know, that one song. But,
it was actually, 1204. It was the fourth crusade. In case anybody was really worried about that.
I think they were. We have a very, very learned,
mm-hmm.
Subscriber, base.
Yeah. I mean, we're gonna get emails about that.
Yeah. Set to just the ether, but they are out there. Which Major League Baseball team is most like the Byzantine Empire?
Blue Jays of the early 90s.
That works. If you don't know why, you're dumb.
I was gonna say the Red Sox because I mean, like,
the Byzantine
Empire never gets as much press as the Roman Empire did.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean,
and they're sort of the same because, and one had early success and then just very declined for a very long time.
I'm not sure, but I think that analogy is just right about stretch too far.
Mm-hmm.
think we need to take it further.
Of course, the Red Sox were known specifically for their rejection of the Catholic Church in the Great Schism, so...
They are very Eastern Orthodoxy. Yep. That's what you think about when you think of Boston, just...
Yep. Eastern Orthodoxy.
Eastern Orthodox. The Red Sox are known to celebrate Christmas at a different time from the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Red Sox get an extra religious trait bonus when you found a religion when you're playing as them in Civilization.
I knew this was going to go to Civilization somehow.
It always does, doesn't it?
Yep.
It
always does.
The Red Sox have never successfully won a technology victory, but they keep trying.
I would feel like they would be closer than anybody else.
Yeah.
Well, the A's would be trying for the technological victory. Mm-hmm. Wait, I'm trying to remember. Okay, so I know this wasn't in the original ones, but in more recent Civilizations, I think they introduced a victory condition where instead of trying to launch a spacecraft, you could just try and fill out the science tree, right?
Yes.
Oh, can you? I don't know.
Yeah, so that would probably be the A's.
Yeah, okay.
The Yankees would probably be... the space race victory condition, because it's the traditional one.
Mm-hmm.
The Cardinals would probably... I feel like there was also a victory condition in one of the more recent ones, either 4 or 5, where if you converted a certain percentage of the country or the world into your religion...
I think culture, sort of, but...
Yeah, it was a culture victory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that would probably be the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
And then who would be the war victory condition?
Dodgers.
I was gonna say Cubs, because I feel like it goes on, like, that's the one that takes the longest to do, and it seems like it's never as wild as it should be.
Right.
Yeah.
Because there's always one asshole civilization that has, one city.
Stupid tiny city that, has, 84 tanks in it.
Yep.
And that would be the Marlins.
Yeah.
That's what's
it. But somehow the Marlins are also part of the Cubs.
No, wait,
I get it.
Yeah.
2003, I'm quick on the upkeep.
Yep.
Wow, the Giants are just doing awesome at outfield defense this game.
Did they put Jeremy Hellickson out there?
They might as well have put me out there.
Okay. Who would you rather have playing left field for your team? Soko or Mark Trumbo?
That's a tough one.
Yeah. I mean, from a purely defensive standpoint, obviously.
Well, a little bit offense, you can say. Maybe, if you're being a dick.
I feel like I can be offensive if I need to be. You want to talk about bear baiting again? Honey, get out of here. Bear baiting.
This is just between me and Jesus.
Stop it!
And Stop Earl! It.
You grow hair on your palms!
The bear already has hair on his palms! His name's Gunner!
Well, last time I worked in retail, it was at a bookstore, so I tried to actively belittle people, as per my station in life.
Yeah.
The one time I did, during the first holiday season I worked at Barnes & Noble, they drill into you ask for gift receipts, because at the time the registers weren't programmed to automatically give gift receipts during the holiday season. And if you forgot, it also was an incredibly convoluted process to get a gift receipt if someone had already bought it, paid, and then realized, oh crap, I need a gift receipt. So it was, you know, we tried to be very proactive on it. So I was asking everybody just on rope, and a guy came up with a divorce kit.
Honey, I know our anniversary's not for a while, but I picked up you a little something.